Preface to Living Letters. In this wonderful day of many new translations and revisions, we can greet another new one with either dread or joy. Dread that people will become confused, or joy that some will understand more perfectly what the New Testament letters are talking about. We choose the way of joy. For each new presentation of God's Word will find its circle, large or small, of those to whom it will minister strength and blessing. This book, though arriving late on the current translation scene, has been underway for many years. It has undergone 6 major manuscript revisions and has been under the careful scrutiny of a team of Greek experts to check content and of English critics for style. Their many suggestions have been largely followed, though none of those consulted feels entirely satisfied with the present result. This is therefore a tentative edition. Further suggestions as to both renderings and style will be gladly considered if future printings are called for. A word should be said here about paraphrases. What are they? To paraphrase is to say something in different words than the author used. It is a restatement of an author's thoughts, using different words than he did. This book is a paraphrase of the New Testament letters. Its purpose is to say as exactly as possible what Paul, James, Peter, John, and Jude meant, and to say it simply, expanding where necessary for a clear understanding by the modern reader. For the New Testament writers often used idioms and patterns of thought that are hard for us to follow today. Frequently, the thought sequence is fast-moving, leaving gaps for the reader to understand and fill in, or the thought jumps ahead or backs up to something said before, as one would do in conversation, without clearly stating the antecedent reference. Sometimes the result for us with our present-day stress on careful sentence construction and sequential logic is that we are left far behind. Then too, the writers often have compressed enormous thoughts into single technical words that are full of meaning, but need expansion and amplification if we are to be sure of understanding what the author meant to include in such words as justification, righteousness, redemption, baptism for the dead, elect, and saints. Such amplification is permitted in a paraphrase but exceeds the responsibilities of a strict translation. There are dangers in paraphrases as well as values. For whenever the author's exact words are not translated from the Greek, there is a possibility that the translator, however honest, may be giving the English reader something that the original writer did not mean to say. This is because a paraphrase is guided not only by the translator's skill in simplifying, but also by the clarity of his understanding of what the author meant and by his theology. For when the Greek is not clear, then the theology of the translator is his guide, along with his sense of logic, unless perchance the translation is allowed to stand without any clear meaning at all. The theological lodestar in this book has been a rigid evangelical position. If this paraphrase helps to simplify the deep and often complex thoughts of the New Testament letters, and if it makes the Bible easier to understand and follow, deepening the Christian lives of its readers and making it easier for them to follow their Lord, then the book has achieved its goal.